speaking with Pat Fant, who is the president of RFC Media.
The co-founder.
Co-founder of RFC Media. Pat, your company just recently approached HISD about essentially creating an HISD radio station.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how this came to be.
Well, you know, we said no transmitter necessary, no radio tower necessary.
It's all going to be internet radio.
What we're going to do is, yes, we said to Lee Vella, actually, who's the assistant superintendent of communications for HISD, which is the seventh largest school district in the country. We said, this was last summer of 2009, we said, we want to build for you a custom internet radio station for HISD. And the school board voted to approve this on the 14th of January here. So yes, HISD Radio, better name, is K-12 Radio Houston. So we think it's just going to be called K-12 Radio, and that'll be on the billboards as you drive down the street and you learn that there's a new radio station in town, and this one is available on the internet. It is streaming 24 hours a day. We went out and found a promotional partner, KHOU Channel 11, and the people over there I've known for a long time. They're just great. We said, look, we would like to have KHOU be the access point for K-12 radio. So that's how we've worked this out. The parents and the staff and whoever wants to enjoy the radio station will go to khou.com, click on K-12 radio, and that's how you'll hear the radio station. You'll also have links. Really, anyone could put a link up for it because we want as many people to hear it as possible. But you'll also be able to go to hisd.org and start the radio station there as well.
Okay. So now, how is this going to work? Who operates it?
Sure.
And what level of student involvement will there be?
Well, the number one, the radio station is going to be professionally produced, and that's our job. RFC Media, that's us. We're radio people, and we've been doing radio stations in Houston since like 1970. So we're pretty good at this, and we understand how to build a great radio station with all the right entertainment value, the right production value, and the right forward momentum that makes it, A, fun to listen to for long periods of time, because that's what this has to be. So we will handle the design and the production and the execution of K-12 radio. But what we're going to do is provide a way for the students of HISD, in particular the students that are part of their communications programs that the district runs at high schools like Yates High School and several others where they have a communications program so the kids have a way to prepare for a career in media or radio or television or whatever. So these kids are very excited, and so are their teachers, about having a way to showcase their work, to really be about the business of their new craft that they want to get into. So the kids are going to send us an MP3, email us a file of an audio piece that they've produced about something relating to HISD. There's so much good information that never makes it out about the things that go on with the education of our children. All you hear is the bad stuff, typical. But it's, you know, there are 200,000 students, 30,000 staff. And when you think about it, with the immediate family, the father, mother, brother, sister, aunts and uncles, everybody involved, this station is relevant to about 1 million people in the Houston area, because that's how big the footprint of HISD really will be. So, for example, one of the things that we say is, did you know, and I know I didn't, that HISD has an aviation program for its kids where you can get a pilot's license and learn to fly an airplane before you're old enough to get a driver's license. And so that's a story in and of itself. There are some great accomplishments that some very smart students and teachers and certain programs that the district runs that are so notable, but they're not really a part of everyday life. So here's the big picture. We think that what we're doing is opening a new door of communication between the district and the parents. And once you open a door to communication, you've really done a lot. Nothing's going to happen unless people are talking together. So what we're doing is there's a new pipeline from the school district to the parents. Number one, I would say the message of stay in school, stay in school. Number one point of everything. Because if a kid drops out of before they graduate high school, it's just bad things are going to happen from then on. Everyone knows that. So one of the messages that will be part of all this is the stay in school message. But the other thing is that there are so many cool accomplishments, whether they're sports, they're academic. You know, there's the DeBakey Medical Preparation High School that they have that does amazing things. The Barbara Jordan Career School. They're going to design our logo, for example. So we met with the classes last week. The K-12 radio logo is designed by the art and commercial design class at Barbara Jordan Career School. And these kids are good. I mean, you walk into the room, and there are 25 Macs, Apples, sitting around the room, and all these kids know how to use them. They have the latest version of Photoshop. It's pretty impressive. So that's what the fun of all this is.
Do you envision the format of this being music, talk, a mix?
Oh, it's music to begin with. Music is the glue that holds all this together. The reason I say that is that if this was a talk station, it would be boring, and no one would listen to it. It's glue. The glue that holds it all together is the music, and embedded around the music is information about the education of our children and the human stories that are all a part of that. The music.
What kind of music, by the way?
The music is, here's what we call it, being in radio people that have done this for a long time. We call it music for grown-ups.
Okay? All right.
Now, music for grown-ups, our vision of that will not reflect the mind-numbing repetition of ordinary radio as heard today. Because we know better. There is no reason. I mean, the radio station that I just got through running here in Houston for the last 4 years almost was 104 KRBE. And I just left being the general manager of that station, and I'll tell you that, you know, at any one time, the station plays about 200 records. And that's it. That's all. And it's like, we're going to pound this for another, you know, 3 months. We're going to play this song every, 90 minutes. And we're going to make sure you like it because we're going to beat you over the head with it till you do. We don't run our business that way. There's no reason to. So our station will be a mix of sort of pop, R&B, pop rock, and sort of rock alternative. But it's going to be targeted for adults, but it will not be boring. It will not be predictable. It'll be familiar, but it won't be familiar every single record. We may play something 2 records from now that you go, my goodness, what is that? I love that. Who is that? So we're very excited about being able to put together a radio station that when someone goes into work at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8:30, 7, whatever time it is, they sit down and they're working at a desk or it's a store or it's a warehouse or wherever they work or a shop, you know, when you put the radio on, you may as well put K-12 radio on, because what if, A, you don't have to listen to 18 minutes of commercials every hour screaming at you?
That's going to be my next question.
It is going to have a sponsorship. I'm going to get to that. But it's going to be a lot more interesting. The music will be a lot more fun. It won't have as much non-music content, meaning commercial time, but you'll have a good flow of something that's fun, it's interesting, and you'll be able to listen to it for long periods of time. But like I said, we don't need a transmitter, don't need a radio tower. Once we're online and you're streaming the radio station at your home or office, we can compete with anybody that's got a $5 million investment in building a new, you know, radio tower. What we're saying is the playing field is completely level once we're on the Internet, and our Internet radio station competes with anybody else.
Okay. So there's not going to be commercials. What's the business model? Is this going to be strictly sponsorships?
Well,
and is this intended to be for profit or not for profit?
It's commercial in the sense that maybe an NPR is commercial. So we're going to have sponsorship mentions. Sponsorship gets a sell line, it's called. So say you'd go, you know, K-12 Radio is sponsored in part by Houston area Ford dealers. Be sure and put Ford on your list. There's 22 models of cars that get 100 miles per gallon, and they're all from Ford. Be sure you stop by your local Ford dealer. It's great to see. Boom. That's a sponsor message from a Houston area business that'll be on K-12 radio. It won't be nearly as many of these per hour as you get on your ordinary radio station. But yet it is designed to attract sponsorship, advertiser, underwriter money, because it will be a stream of revenue for HISD. So
this is intended to make money for HISD,
absolutely,
not cost money for HISD.
This won't cost the taxpayers a dime, and that's important to know. When we started this off, we said, look, you'll make more money at HISD, not by paying us to do this, but we'll take a share of the revenue to produce it, but you'll actually make money because you should. It's something that you're gonna produce and promote, and the school district will promote this for us. They have a lot of ways to do that, to make sure that everyone gets the message. And we'll make sure that the advertisers that make sense are a big part of K-12 radio.
Okay. So getting back to the student involvement, I mean, if students are going to be, you know, creating MP3 files to be played on the air, I mean, I presume that would allow for obviously for some news segments, but also possibly for features, but also maybe for music. I mean, would this station, for example, include recordings or even live productions of, say, a concert at HSPVA, something like that?
Yes, good point. And somebody else brought that up, that, you know, there's the singing group, the chorale, there's the orchestra that they have.
Other schools have performing groups.
Yeah, there are opportunities, because you know what? It's student work. So there are opportunities when we could play a song or a sample or a piece that was done for one of those kind of events and included in the programming. It wouldn't be 24 hours a day.
Of course not.
But it would be something that we would love to highlight from the work of the students, in that case being music work. So sure.
And similarly, again, since, you know, there's going to be produced segments like this, do you envision there being, you know, podcasts that can be downloaded or subscribed to as well? For, you know, I don't know if you'll do regular, you know, program shows, but do you envision there being something like that as well?
Well, sure. We haven't gone into this with a podcast plan on top of it. This is a live streaming 24-hour-a-day radio station. So when you tune in, you pick it up where it is, like any radio station. So the fact that we could say, yeah, we could take a segment and put it on the website, and it could become a podcast.
Well, I think I'm envisioning,
but that's
more
possible.
I mean, I'm envisioning more the possibility of there being, you know, every day at 2 o'clock you have thus and such segment or program or whatnot, and that's
sure.
Term.
Sure. Well, we are going to have a couple of times a day, which would be sort of an HISD news update.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that would, and somebody
yeah,
wanted
something
to,
like that would be,
yeah,
would
we,
be
we could always turn that into a podcast.
Yeah.
But what our approach is to treat it like a ongoing radio station with the programming and the forward momentum, and you tune in when you tune in, you get your 5 o'clock update, and then off you go back to programming.
Okay. And how would a student get involved with this?
Well, the school district is very well coordinated, as you might expect, with the principals and the directors of the departments and the programs like the communications classes that they have and the different communications programs. So they'll work with the principals and the teachers in all the right different programs, and they will work with the students, and part of their class projects will be to put material together for HISD radio. So they'll send stuff to us, will be on K-12 radio, and you know, we'll be able to get bumpers and breakers and little station IDs and things from these kids too, that they'll send us a lot of raw material, and we'll work it together with the stuff that we already do, and we'll put it into the flow of the radio station to make it all sound good.
Okay. And it's scheduled to start when exactly? July 1st?
It goes on the air July 1st, and then it is in place for the kids to go back to school this fall.
All right. Pat Fant, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.